Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Right, it's time to dip into 2017 and find out what's happening on the agenda in our city. 2016 was absolutely crazy. We had Jay Hind from The Guide Liverpool guiding us through that year. And he's come back again. Morning to you, Jay.
Good morning, mate.
Yeah, 2016, crazy stuff. I see on The Guide Liverpool, you've got a full feature there. It's been an iconic year for Liverpool. Is that just a recap, is
That's a big, we've got a big recap video of all the best bits from 2016. And obviously, first up in that is obviously the Hillsborough campaign, getting justice finally after 27 years. Big focus on that, but loads of events in there as well. So check that video out. It was a big year, really big year, 2016 in Liverpool. There's tons happening. 2017, I think, is going to be bigger in terms of events and shows and gigs and festivals. So I've kind of chose four of the biggest ones that are coming your way this year to talk about. The first one is the British Music Experience. We spoke about this just before Christmas. So this is this big music exhibition / museum that is moving up from London. So it was in the O2. It's moving to Liverpool permanently. And a lot of people don't realise this. They think it's kind of a pop-up exhibition. It's here for good. Over 600 music artefacts dating back to 1945, taking you right up to the present day. So everyone from the Beatles to Bowie, Adele, Oasis will be showcased in this exhibition. It's really interactive and it opens very soon. It opens on the 11th of February. You can get tickets for this now. And I spoke to Kath from the BME and she told us about how it's open to everybody.
I don't really think there's anything else in the country that tells the story as wide as we do on British music. There's something for everybody. If you like pop music, you like the X Factor or the Brits, or even if you like, you know, reggae, ska, or a bit more counterculture and like your indie, there's something for the whole family, like something for every age group and every demographic.
You see, a music museum is more down my street. If you said to me, do you want to go to the museum today? I'd straight away have that image of the sort of museum I was taken to when I was a 13-year-old school
with
kid.
With the dinosaur bones and all of that. Yeah,
when you were given a bit of a quiz to answer as you went round it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And we all saw the same museum, didn't we? But they've come so far. Since then, you go and see something like that, that is taking it to a whole new level. That's proper entertainment.
Yeah, it's brilliant. They're putting they started work on it right now, and some of the stuff I've seen going in looks amazing. I'm so excited to get in there. They've got a performance space, so I'm presuming there'll be a few live gigs happening in there. When I say it's really interactive, you can really get involved with the exhibitions, and I think they've got a phone app you can use to go through. It's going to be incredible and great for the city because people from all over the country will come and visit. It's going to be in the Cunard building, and as I say, 11th of Feb is that big opening day, and then it's here for good.
You only have to see the footfall on Matthew Street. You know, when you go up that walk off and through that part of town, you know, when I'm going up towards the Mersey, you only have to see the footfall and the sort of desire for visitors to the city, even looking at the stones on the side of Matthew Street with the musical names on, to understand that this city still attracts tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people a year based on music alone, doesn't it?
Definitely. I was walking around, I think it was Christmas Eve, and just hearing the voices and the accents and the languages from Brazil to Australia to Manchester, from all over the world, all over the country, visiting Liverpool. It's so, so great to hear, and I think that's going to get bigger and bigger.
Well, we sometimes think they're here just for the footy, but it is just for the music as well. Right, what are we shifting on to next?
Okay, big festival, celebrates its 10th year this year, Sound City. It moved to the docks a couple of years ago. It's huge. It's the largest international music, digital and film festival conference in the UK. As I say, 10-year anniversary happens in May, 27th and 28th of May. It's moving to Clarence Dock in Liverpool Waters this year, right next to the old site on Bramley Moor Dock, so it kind of faces the other way. But it's going to be bigger, it's going to be better, there's going to be better facilities and a bigger capacity as well, so more people will be able to attend. We're expecting they're going to announce a big, big lineup, some big surprises to celebrate 10 years of the festival. The good thing with Sound City is you can kind of go and hear your next favourite music artists. So Ed Sheeran played one year, Florence and the Machine have played, Jake Bugg have played, Blossoms played a couple of years ago. They're massive now. And we spoke to Dave Piccolinghi, who's festival organiser, about finding new talent.
We love finding the new talent before anybody. We always say, you know, Sound City is the place to discover your new favourite bands, though you just don't even know who they are yet, really, you know. And that really is what we're about.
Producer Matty is cynically suggesting they're moving from Bramley Moor Dock because they might be building a stadium down there for Everton.
Well, maybe. You never know, Matty. He's on the ball with the sports stuff.
We'll find out later this year. The great thing with Sound City, and the crowds are massive, but if you go on their website, There's just a box that says apply to play. Well, it's just like it's open to all. If you think you're good enough, apply to play at Sound City.
The band who headlined the festival last year, Catfish and the Bottlemen, they applied to play a few years before and then they headlined it a few years later. So it really can happen. And there's so many great bands in this area, in this city, in the region. Get involved. You can apply to play right now.
What dates are we talking about?
So it is the 27th, 28th of May. 2 days. It went down to 2 days last year. It did work better. So the Coral and Catfish headline last year. Them announcements hopefully very soon as to who's headlining this year.
As at the moment, it's a little bit undercover. It's under wraps as to who it's going to be. Yes. All right. From music to fashion.
Yeah. Something big happening this year. This was formerly the clothes show. So it's moving from Birmingham's NEC after 27 years in Birmingham. It's moving to Liverpool. We spoke to Nicola Darling. She heads up the festival to ask why they move.
The British Style Collective.
We've been at Birmingham for the past 27 years and, you know, the heritage for the clothes show brand is, you know, next to nothing. We've launched so many careers. But we wanted to be able to give our audiences something that they were asking for. We wanted to take it to the, kind of the next level and doing a city-wide takeover and the offering, what we can offer them here is what we want to do.
Who's it going to attract? Are you going to... You're like your fashion. You're going to be down there, aren't you?
I'd be there, of course. Yeah. There's bars and food and drink and stuff on offer as well. But obviously, big catwalk shows, big exhibitions, question and answer sessions. They're kind of going to announce a lineup, I think, similar to how you would announce a music festival lineup. So lots of big fashion brands and names from the world of fashion. It's a 3-day immersive fashion experience. It's taken over 5 locations in the city. One of them is ACC Liverpool, which is, of course, at the Echo Arena, the conference centre. We've got Liverpool Cathedral, St George's Hall, and Camp and Fairness all involved as well. So 3 big days. And again, people from all over the country, all over the world will be here to see this. It's the clothes show. It's massive. It's been going for years and years, and it's happening now in Liverpool.
7th, 8th, 9th of July. Tickets are priced from £27. That seem reasonable? £27 for a day?
If you're into your fashion, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I think so. You'd pay. Would your missus double that, pay wouldn't you, for something that really interested you? Yeah. Would you? Would my missus pay it? Mm. Wouldn't let her. I'd pay for a joke. How that one works.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we'll go from there to more music.
Okay, so the big music festival in the city is Lymph. It's the biggest free music festival in Europe. It's the Liverpool International Music Festival. It's back. I think it's like 5 years old now. It obviously took over the Matthew Street Festival a few years back. 20th to the 23rd of July, which is 196 days from now. Last year was huge. They had over 120,000 people attending the festival over the course of the weekend. Events across the city, but of course that main focus is always in Sefton Park. The sun is shining, the music's amazing. They attract some big artists. So Echo and the Bunnymen have played, Basement Jacks have played, Shaggy have played before, Little Mix, Lightning Seeds, they've had tons. The lineup hasn't been announced yet, but I think they are about to announce. It's normally around January time it does get released. We spoke to Yao Owusu, who told us about how it's more than just a festival.
Lymph has got to reflect the attitude and the appetite of the creatives and the consumers of Liverpool music in Liverpool, right? So that's a tall order. It's not about selling tickets. So when you add those things, it's just a different beast. And then there's an obligation as to, you know, bring and develop new talents and bring it through homegrown talent. So when you put those two things there, we would never have the same outlook and the same philosophy as any other festival.
Okay, that's Lymph. It's always massive. I can't believe you're talking about something that's 6-7 months.
It's
going to be on the doorstep, isn't it? Before we knew.
Well, look how fast it's been since, you know, last time we were here talking. It's so flown over.
Well, you picked out 4 there, but of course, this year's going to have a couple of special things going on as well. You mentioned there's an armed forces.
Yes, we've got an National Armed Forces Day. That's in June. As well as that, there's a great little festival in March as well called Threshold Festival. End of March, start of April, which takes over the Baltic Triangle. We'll be talking about that very soon. There's tons happening, as always. There'll be a festival in a couple of weeks' time. There'll be a festival every single week again, similar to last year. So we're looking forward to it.
You know the fireworks on the boats that didn't work?
River of Light, yes.
I hope they were watching the London celebrations. You would have watched it because you're a party lad. You'd have been out. If you'd seen what London did on New Year's Eve with the fireworks
and
on
Sydney
the tugs.
And stuff. Well, maybe they
No, were. But London really, I think London ramped it up to almost say to Sydney, we're the top dogs now. It was unbelievable.
See, I don't know if River of Light will be back as it was last year. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but if it does, hopefully, I'm sure it will be much better than last year.
I think they'd probably have to spend what the Capital spent, which was probably out of Liverpool's ballpark.
Money. Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of cash. Yeah. That must have been over a million quid in terms of fireworks there, but a brilliant way for London to see in the new year. What were you doing on the new year?
New year, I was in Stockholm, in Sweden.
How do they celebrate it?
There was a big firework display again. probably better than River of Light on the water. Great city, though. Really good, but quite quiet.
Stockholm, that's an unusual choice, yeah, isn't it, Jay?
It's meant to be one of the best for New Year. And it was. It didn't disappoint.
No, it didn't?
It didn't.
No? What did you raise a glass to?
Well, I was drinking Swedish lager for the whole week, eating Swedish meatballs. It was good.
When in Stockholm,
exactly.
Right, each and every week, Jay will be back with the Guide Liverpool on a Wednesday from 10:30. So keep you absolutely bang up to date on some of the big events happening in the city throughout the course of the year. If you get on theguideliverpool.com now, you can look at a review of last year, which shows some very iconic moments, including, of course, the Justice for the 96. And each and every week that will be updated. But, Jay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, mate.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.